If Love and Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this
money! They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had a hitter with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Gucci Galar, so many more. 10 and a more, never a bar. Hey, 10 and a more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch on YouTube if you want for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you on a lovely Friday. Hello, Leroy.
Hello.
How are you on this lovely day?
I'm good. It was the first hockey game that was anticlimactic. Climactic.
That's not the word. I don't think you got it either time. I think you went up there 0-2.
Thanks. Thanks for all your support, Brittany.
Brittany, we all just heard you.
I judge things very fairly.
Nope, those aren't the words.
Just like subliminally the other day.
I think you forgot.
What?
Just like subliminally the other day.
Yeah, I think you forgot a C, and then I think you forgot a T.
Never mind.
Try again later.
There's a thing that they say in my son's class for jiu-jitsu. When it starts to hurt, just tap. Don't be a tough guy. You can't get that word.
Wait a minute.
You can't get that word.
I can't take advice from you.
Oh, don't lash out at me. All right, I'm not the one trying to take on a giant here.
Yeah, big word for me, dog.
Whew. Gotcha. Hey, shout out to South Korea's goalie yesterday, huh?
What did he do?
Won me my Kalshi trade. That guy was standing on his head. Do they say that in soccer? I was like, oh. He's got Chechia coming up. I'm like, man, this is soccer. All you need is just a little action on it, baby. All you need is a little action. And then all of a sudden the World Cup, every game is high stakes for the World Cup, Leroy.
Yes, yeah, it is.
I will say, I was very disappointed yesterday. I had two trades out. I had Mexico had to lead at halftime by 2 goals. I mean, they were this close. They should have won that game 5-0. They should have won that game 5-0. They had a post shot, and then I don't know what the dude was doing. It just slipped. You're a world soccer player. Don't kick like a toddler. The goal was wide open. But Mexico won. Canelo was there, which I was very excited about.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a big deal. I was talking to our boy Martin, you know, he loves Argentina, but his wife is from Mexico, so he's got to do both support. And he was explaining, he says, Canelo's there to give MVP of the game trophy. I was like, they do that for every game? He goes, they do.
Wow.
So Canelo was there to bestow a high honor on Mexico, and then South Korea late last night. Of course, after I watched Love Island. And then I got to watch South Korea win 2-1 filthy over Chechia. Got to shout out that goalie. What's his name?
Oh, good luck.
Hold on. I can figure it out better than you could.
It's like when the people call you and say, hello, my name is Tom.
All right, calm down.
No, it's not.
Kim Sung-gyu. Or just you. I don't know if the G is silent or not. So it's either Kim Sung-yu. I think that's probably what it is. Kim Sung-yu. Yeah.
All right. That's a valid attempt.
Yeah. Shout out to him, dude. Big saves. Big saves yesterday. Today, the World Cup continues, ladies and gents. All right? And we'll get you our headlines. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai in Miami. We go to the beach for a little solcito. And when we want a low price, You save with your Pricito. Save now with your Pricito at Doral Hyundai. Today on the docket, we have Canada taking on Bosnia at 3 p.m. And then we have USA and Paraguay at 9 p.m. So that is our beautiful game lineup for today. Exciting. Now, I'm going to be out at the bar in Coral Gables tonight for a Michelob Ultra watch party. I hope you will join me. Me and my fellow soccer heads, we could be there together, loving the beautiful game, of course, with action on it. And if you guys, listen, you could come on over and I can show you what trades I have. And it'd be a very exciting time. Plus, there'll be swag. The Miller, the Michelob Ultra crew will be there giving away swag. And there'll be a ticket giveaway as well, giving away a pair of tickets to an upcoming world soccer match at Hard Rock Stadium. So hope to have you guys come by. I'll be there starting at 7 o'clock today. We'll have a nice night through the night watching some soccer in the World Cup.
Are you going to watch the whole game?
Yeah. I don't. What it was Friday night?
Game doesn't start until 9.
It's okay. Soccer flies.
All right.
Soccer flies, baby. You know, and then I'll come back. I'll watch Love Island on delay.
Man, I didn't even realize Italy's not in the World Cup.
Yeah, total bums. You know, you get fat catty, you rest on your laurels. You know, that's why, you know, I don't want the Miami Heat to become the Italy of this World Cup, you know? Thinking that it's just expected.
All right.
What?
All right. That seems like a long time, I'm just saying.
I'm like that dismissive, all right.
7 o'clock. Game kicks off at 9. What did they last? 2 hours? 2.5 hours?
Buddy, I love you. I got to tell you, this is because either not a night person or you're too old. Like, I don't know what to tell you. I'm very capable of, as a grown-up, to stay up until, you know, 11:30 p.m.
Now,
quite fine.
It's the difference in staying up until 11:30 when you're at home, but you got to...
That's Tom.
Yeah, it was.
Bang up starting segment for you, by the way. Really, I mean, if you have treated this like unbelievably. Started with English kicking your ass, and now so is technology.
I think you deserve a minus one.
Minus one.
Why do you got your ringer so loud?
Yeah, why is it so loud?
Usually don't have your ringer on at all.
Hold on. First of all, I never had my ringer on.
Hold on. This is going to be the part, Brittany.
I accidentally hit it when I put it in my pocket.
Oh, okay.
And turned it on.
Accidentally.
Who turns my on ringer? Never goes off.
You need to
my
flip phone it on.
Yeah, you have to hold the button down.
You have
down.
To dig your finger into there.
No,
it
not even anymore. The new phones
pocket.
They have.
I must have mashed it.
Oh, country mashed it.
For technological snafu.
Oh.
For butchering English.
Why is
it's a big word
pocket?
For me, dog.
It is too early for that.
Is it?
Yes.
The Marlins, they start a series with the Pirates tonight. They're riding a 5-game win streak.
Oh,
they swept the Diamondbacks yesterday. They win 2-0. Otto Lopez, another pair of hits. He had a stolen base, which led to a run. Xavier Edwards drove him in with a sac fly. Jacob Marcy was 1-for-2 with an RBI single. And Tyler Phillips, the slapper.
Yep.
5 shutout innings.
That was the most amazing thing. Didn't know whether he was going to pitch an inning, 2 innings, gave us 5. Good.
Good.
Innings.
Shut out.
Yep.
Shut out.
That guy throws a wicked, that slider or curveball or whatever you want to call it. Holy smokes.
Yeah, he's got a nasty one. Bender came in. He's got a nasty one. Michael Peterson, every time he comes in, it's a little squeaky cheeks.
You think every staff has that one pitcher?
Oh, yeah.
You can't, where all the fans go, oh.
Yeah, you can't go through an entire bullpen without having a squeaky cheeker. It's not possible.
And you got to use them because you run out of pitchers.
Of course. Of course. Dade South says, we need just 2 more for Leroy Bingo, and it's only 10 a.m. What's left on the card? Eating?
No, I'm done. I ate already.
Oh, okay, that's
that has never stopped you.
Never stopped.
Whoa, Brittany!
Don't lash out at her, dude. His what's remaining on Bingo is eating and Leroy spitting into a spittoon.
Well, he just did it right there. So
we're almost there, ladies and gentlemen.
We're almost there.
NBA Finals resume tomorrow night with the Knicks leading the Spurs 3-1. Game 5 is underway at 8:30 tomorrow night. And as Leroy mentioned, the Carolina Hurricanes. This sucks. All of our rivals might be champions. The Carolina Hurricanes take Game 5 yesterday. They win 4-2. They're up 3-2 in the series. And Lord Stanley will be in Las Vegas on Sunday at 8 o'clock. So we will see if Carolina will finish off the job, if both seasons will end this weekend. That'll be interesting.
And then a Giannis trade.
And then we could get to the Giannis trade. we might get to a Giannis trade. We might get to a Brady Tkachuk and Hellebuck trade, too. Who knows? We might have a lot. We might have a lot of action next week, dude.
So are you rooting for it to get over so you can see what's going on with the Heat? Or you would rather wait for what's going on with the Heat?
Oh, I would wait for, like, look, it goes two ways. If the Knicks are going to win, just win. I don't care. You know, like, let's just get to it. But if the Spurs, if this somehow ended with the Spurs becoming the second team to come back from 3-1 and the Knicks lose, yeah, I would definitely wait for that. That would be so worth the prize. Man. That would be absolutely worth it.
All the New Yorkers would be on suicide watch.
Oh, it would be rough. It would be rough. There's no doubt about that. There is no doubt about that. So we'll get lots into it. There's some new Giannis fodder we'll get to in the upcoming segment. But again, as we were talking about, the world's biggest soccer tournament gets underway this week. It is underway. Got underway yesterday. And you can trade the entire tournament on Kalshi. On Kalshi, you can trade every match from the opening stage all the way to the final. Last night, I had Korea in a trade against Czechia. And shout out to my guy. What's that guy's name again? Kim Sung Yu. Oh, he saved me in my trade last night. So shout out to him. USA starts up tonight against Paraguay from Los Angeles. The Stars and Stripes currently trading at 47% to win their opening match. So a $100 trade pays out at $205. Hey, you want to just do a little smaller trade? $10 gets you $20. All right. Meanwhile, our first match down here in South Florida is going to be Uruguay against Saudi Arabia. Uruguay currently trading at 68% to win. So a $100 trade gets you $148. Plus, you can follow the finals between New York and San Antonio. And all the trade movement from Miami Summer Maneuvers, Giannis, that market's currently going crazy, all right? Miami trading at 61%, but Boston has spiked up to 24% because of all that fodder yesterday. That had me looking at the job markets a little bit. On Kalshi, you can trade against your peers in a live market, meaning there's no house, and the probabilities change, so you can buy in or out of your position for a limited time. You download the Kalshi app. Use the code Tobin, T-O-B-I-N, Tobin, to get $10 when you trade 10. K-A-L-S-H-I, Kalshi, trade the beautiful game, 18 plus only, restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk. It may not be suitable for all investors. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Leroy, can we get a weather update brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting?
That I can do.
Yeah, thank you. Replacing roof, roof repairs, maintenance, and hurricane impact windows and doors. Visit tornadoroofing.com.
Mostly sunny, light breeze, say 5 miles an hour tops. Nothing's moving. Still a little warm. It's going to be really hot this weekend, so prepare. I would say right now it's between 80, 85 degrees. And, I mean, unless the clouds build up over the course of the day, there's really nothing to rain. So I'm going to say a very slight chance of rain and an extremely hot day.
Soupy weekend ahead, everybody. Meanwhile, there was a report this morning from Sam Amick and Eric Name, who has covered the Bucks for a long time. And this is what their story was. It says, what we're hearing about the Giannis market as the Bucks draft day deadline nears. And they say league-wide noise connecting Giannis Antetokounmpo to Miami has been loud for weeks, if not months. Now, the Heat were aggressive in trying to land Antetokounmpo at February's trade deadline when league sources say they thought a deal would get done before the Bucks ultimately backed away. This time around, with the league sources indicating the package is likely Tyler Hero, Khalil Ware, Jaime Jaquez, and either Pelle Larsson or Kasperis Jakaciunas and draft capital, where they can offer up to 3 first-round picks. Miami is still widely seen as the front-runner in the Antetokounmpo sweepstakes. What's more, Tyler Hero took the public chatter to a whole new level this week when he unfollowed the Heat on Instagram and sent a cryptic social media post that made many wonder if the deal was about to get done. We just call that every summer. That's like a summer tradition.
Every summer.
He does that every summer, except the unfollowing of the Heat. But they weren't putting out a lot of Tyler Hero content. He was like the one thing with the Heat was funny because like people always go like, oh, are they posting that guy? The Heat have literally posted everybody but Tyler Hero, but I don't think Tyler Hero can play basketball right now. I'm pretty sure Tyler Hero is working his way back from his foot injury, so I don't know if he's not been at the facility or what. But, yeah, it looks like he has unfollowed the Miami Heat. That and there was a thing that he actually got upset. It was funny because they have a part in this story where, like, oh, you know, you have to worry about the feelings that people have involved in this, and part of the feelings that Tyler Hero got upset about was comments that Sam Amick made on a podcast because he's like, yeah, they don't care about how Tyler Hero feels. And I was like, well, I'm like, you know that? They don't care how Tyler Hero feels? And Tyler Hero just took that as gospel from Sam, who's got credibility. I mean, you know, he's a big baby about the Bam Adebayo 83-point game. But I just thought that was funny that, like, he's writing in here that, like, oh, yeah, you know, they have to worry about the damage they've done to other players. I'm like, you did the damage! What are you talking about?
So here is the problem is that sometimes you have to look at your own situation and understand why the feelings are the way they are. Right? Now, it's unfortunate, but you can understand how an organization who has to decide whether to pay you and you haven't played would feel about your situation. And for some reason, he thinks, or I'm assuming, that they know what I can do. They should just roll with me. And it doesn't work like that. It never has with injuries.
I don't think it's the Heat. I don't think it's that the Heat don't care about how Tyler Hero feels. I think the Heat want to trade for Giannis Antetokounmpo. Like, it could be as simple as this. Hey, dude, we want to trade for Giannis. You're the only salary that matches, too. Like, right. All that other stuff can be true and matter about, you know, oh, he hasn't been available. He played 33 games last year. A prominent problem in his career, honestly the biggest problem in his career is that he's just not available. But it's not a matter of they don't care. Like, it's the NBA. You don't get to have Giannis hocus pocus free. Like, you do have right. to match some salaries. If the Heat had another salary, would they still try and trade Tyler Hero? I don't know. That'd be an interesting question. But we can't really know that.
Yes, because of his situation. And that's, you know, I get the matching salaries and all that stuff, but the Heat have to start thinking about, okay, he's due for an extension, he's giving you nothing. You can just get out of that situation and not even have to deal with it. That's business, right? It has nothing to do with what they think about Tyler. I mean, they have handled the Tyler Hero situation as if all they cared about was Tyler Hero's feelings. As far as playing him, as far as bringing him back, all these things. So he can't say that they haven't gone far and beyond to accommodate him and his situation. It just did not work out. And when are you going to be a big boy and understand that you are making a boatload of money, and if you want to just get down to it, they're paying you a lot of money and you haven't given them a lot of play.
No. Like, it's been
Was going to happen.
It's been a big problem, and yeah, like, maybe you look at it from the perspective of, like, oh, you guys are going to re-sign Norm. It's like, well, yeah, that's the mechanism that they're going to probably have to do this on.
Right.
But I don't think Norman Powell, I'd imagine the Heat aren't going to go Tyler Hero money on Norman Powell either. I think they're going to probably do something pretty short term with him, and that's where they're going to be at if this happens. But even if, like, the Heat, like, if the Heat don't get the Giannis trade, I think even at that point you still have to pull the trigger on trading Tyler Hero. Like, I do think it's hit a crescendo of like, hey, it is time to move on to something else. Because, you know, he very clearly, I think the organization, even if Tyler Hero came out and played 82 games this year for the Heat, unless the Miami Heat can show that Tyler Hero and a Bam Adebayo, Tyler Hero-led team can do real winning, then what's the point of extending him? You're just delaying the inevitable at that point. And I think that was my problem with them not getting Durant last year, is like, I thought you really didn't put full investment into those two guys. You kind of half-assed it. And I know you didn't want to trade Kalel. Okay, that's fine. But ultimately, the coach was a little wonky on playing him anyway. And so would the year have been different if they would have brought in Durant? I don't know. I mean, obviously, Tyler Hero got hurt because Tyler Hero gets hurt. But now you're at the point where, okay, he got hurt again. You definitely aren't going to trust him even if he had a full season, because you don't know if the next year there's going to be an extra bone that you find in his foot. So I do think that Giannis trade or no Giannis trade, they're probably in a place where they're going to move on from him either way. What the next play is, that Ja, is it somebody else? I don't know. But they're going to they got to find another path, it feels like, even if this wasn't public and messy and he didn't get in his feelings about it. I just think logically we're at a point where that relationship has run its course.
Here's the other thing. And I did it. You hear me talk about it all the time. When Baltimore moved on from me and brought in another running back, I took it as, oh, they think that guy's better than me. Right? It could have been something totally different. I was told it was a money thing. But when you think about that, and then think about Tyler's probably thinking, oh, you're going to keep Norm over me?
Probably.
He's not looking at all the other aspects of it.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to look at, what role did I play in this? What role did I play in them moving on from me?
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate, but that's the reality of the sport.
And I think the thing that's unfortunate is, like, even by the end of the season, they still went with Tyler Hero starting by the end of it. They went and they
cared about his feelings.
And they put Norm on the bench, who was an all-star this year. So they still coddled him at the end of it. They did.
Right.
And so, you know, yeah, it just feels like really good player. He was nearly top five all-time in Heat scoring. He's top two in three-point makes. His legacy is going to be electric scorer, but postseason wise, too bad on defense, not durable enough, and really peaked as a rookie. Like that's what it was, and everything else was unfortunate timing: breaking his hand, groin injury, and then, you know, when Jimmy was gone, like that, he wasn't good enough as a leading man, you know.
Right.
And so, and if people want to go like, well, what about the Bam criticism? Like, Bam's always available. Guy plays. No matter what, he plays.
No matter what.
No matter what he plays, he's the best defender on the planet. You know, like, it's about as safe an investment as you can get. That's the difference.
Bam can play with anyone and however you need him to play.
So, yeah.
Those are unique players.
Unfortunate that if he is in his feelings about it, that sucks. But you can't tell, like, the Heat, and that he's had to go through this, you know, each summer of his career. Yeah, sure, that sucks. But this is one of those things where, like, oh, the Heat aren't doing right by Tyler. Like, the Heat haven't done. Guys, if we took a, have the Heat not done right by Tyler Hero? Is that something that could really be argued?
No, can't be argued. They've done, in fact, at times, and we had these conversations last year about whether Tyler should be starting or not, at the detriment of the whole team.
Right.
And so you can't say they didn't go all out to make the Tyler Hero situation work. Right. And for, I don't know whether he's upset or whatever, but you can't get up in your feelings when the team that extended you, gave you every opportunity. They bent over backwards to put you in a position to succeed, and your availability was always questioned.
Yeah, and the one, and not only that, right now,
I can say, like, I complained about it before, but where the Heat are right now with Tyler Hero, right? I have no problems with it because they've gone far and beyond the call of duty to put him in a position to do Tyler Hero things, and Tyler Hero's body failed him, or it just didn't work out to where him and Bam made that much of a difference in the success of the team.
Yeah, it's literally been in a spot where what has he had to sacrifice basically since when he was the sixth man still taking the most shots? Like, is that the last sacrifice that he looks upon in his career?
Right.
You know, so like he's had it good here. He's had it good. It hasn't been good enough, and it's time to try something different. Like, we'll see. And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if Tyler Hero went to a different location and put up a lot of points and maybe makes an all-star game again. And I wouldn't be surprised. He's a very talented scorer. But is he...
He's going to have to be available.
He's going to have to be available, for sure. But
and we're going to all look at all the video and all the games and all the replays and go, now he plays 70 games.
Yeah. Oh, now you got the surgery before the start of the summer to be ready for the season. Oh, okay.
Right.
We'll take a break. Back after this. Watched the World Cup in Spanish yesterday. Had a great time.
The excitement. You don't need to know what's going on, but everything's exciting.
Yeah, I get it. You know, you just gotta hang around and you wait for the goals, and that's the payoff. It's a great time.
You can't even like. You don't even pick up on any words at all.
Goal.
That's literally it. Isn't your wife Hispanic? Then,
they'll say something. They'll say a long sentence and then say the player's name. I get that part.
Yep.
There's like no words that you guys, nothing. Isn't your wife Hispanic, Tobin?
She is.
You haven't picked up anything?
I mean, I won't say I feel confident enough to speak. Like when I was in Mexico, I'd ask people where things are and things like that. But like to listen to a game and fodder and dialogue and think I'm going to pick up a lot? No, because I also don't know the players. So it's like a little hard for me. They're all strangers to me, Brittany. Like I don't know who any of these guys are. I have to ask my friends, like my boy Martin being like, oh, this is what this guy has. RVA Richie was hitting me up in the DMs. This guy's basically the Tua of Mexico because he had a head injury. So he scored yesterday, by the way. And
well, something Tua doesn't do often.
I'm telling you.
Oh, look, Toby, you opened. Oh man,
Brittany, they are fluffing him up when it comes to the Atlanta material.
They are.
They can have fun. Well, so did everybody here at first.
Well, think about this. Let's look at it from this standpoint. They don't have a quarterback, and the quarterback they brought in has had success, right? Which was kind of the same situation when the Dolphins drafted Tua. Didn't have a quarterback, and they saw him have success at Alabama. And so that's the hope. That's the promise. Okay, but football hasn't been played yet. Now, the team he left in here, right, we have more of an idea of what Tua is and what can happen. They don't know that. They just know they don't have a quarterback. So that's why they're fluffing him up. That's why it's so positive.
They also have a ton of weapons.
He hasn't played football yet.
You're not
he
worried.
He hasn't bounced his head off the turf yet.
You don't think at all there's no chance that they could have a good season this year, Brittany?
No, because Tua is their quarterback.
I understand.
They got a lot more talent.
They play in a dome.
I understand.
And all southern cities. Like, it's not like he's going to. Is there going to be one game where Tua is going to have to brave the elements for them?
Depending on what their division, who they play for their division.
Well, and it's also like my biggest thing is like he can win games. That's great, but then come the playoffs, and I'm going to reiterate.
You
like
said about a lot of guys. Like I don't.
Okay, but
like,
then how successful are you going to be if you can't win a playoff game?
Yeah, but
so here's the deal, Brittany, and I agree with people saying that. Right, I get it. But to say a guy's a bum because he can't win a playoff game, like the circumstances surrounding it is not just him. Like there's a lot of quarterbacks in this league that are really good because they're on really good teams.
Yeah.
And the team wins. So to say this guy can't win or this guy can't win, you only have three or four of those quarterbacks in the league that you think, no matter what, I have a chance. The rest of the guys are part of a team.
My whole thing, too, is like they very clearly told him last year, don't do anything, because everybody mm-hmm. knew if he got hurt again, people were going to get fired. You don't have that pressure in Atlanta anymore. Like you're on a fat cat contract where you're basically making the mini. You're getting all that Dolphins money. Mm-hmm. So nobody has any pressure on them. Like it's just, I think it's a different, I think you can play a little bit freer. If Tua gets, all right, if Tua gets hurt, then all right, no big deal. Like I think he's going to be able to play freer. And I'm looking right now. So here are their December games. They are at home against Detroit. So that's inside. They have to go to Cleveland in mid-December.
Woo!
Yeah, but Cleveland sucks.
Yeah.
At Washington. Oh. I'm sorry. Do you disagree with the?
Do you disagree with the? Objectively.
Listen, sometimes you know the truth of a situation, but it still hurts when you hear it.
Sorry. I apologize. You're right. Okay. So you have at Cleveland, at Washington, but then he finishes with Tampa, New Orleans, and then at Carolina, which I suppose could be cold.
No, not even close.
Hey, it gets cold.
Not like
cold for Tua.
Buffalo.
Cold for Tua.
England,
okay, but it's cold for Tua.
It's cold for Tua.
Remember,
Tua told us he was going to go cold training in Maryland.
And you were all in. You were all about it.
It was a good season. He led the league in passing that year.
So, listen, the opportunity for Tua to have a successful year is there. Not necessarily because of his ability, right? But the ability of his team. Like, there's a difference in having a quarterback. Like, the Buffalo Bills lean on Josh Allen, right? They need Josh Allen to have success in order for them to win.
Right.
There's other quarterbacks that they don't. Did Seattle need Sam Darnold?
No. They just don't be a bum.
Right. So let's understand that Tua could have a successful year or a more successful year.
He's the sexy
retread. Not necessarily because of his talents, but because of how he fits in with the rest of the team's talent.
We've seen it with Darnold. We've seen it with Baker.
Right.
Geno Smith to a degree.
Geno Smith. Right.
I don't think it's crazy that they could have a decent season. I think you got those.
It's not the,
that
no.
blinding Tua hate.
The thing is that, but to me, what is like. If he has
I think
a
they can win the division.
Season.
You don't think they can win that division? That division's not
so
very good.
That's not so. If so, like, and here's what happens when you don't like somebody, especially a quarterback, whatever that quarterback may be, right? You always have the get out of jail free card for hate,
and
that is
Marcos
well, he didn't win. He hasn't won a Super Bowl. He can win a playoff game. Well, he only made it to the second round. We have done this for years with quarterbacks. We have done it. And so I'm like, let's think of it this way. If Atlanta wins the division, wins a playoff game, and goes to the divisional round, mm-hmm. they'll be happy. I think they'd be extremely happy because they'll look at it as a step forward.
Yeah, first year of the new coach and Matt Ryan running the show.
Right. If the Dolphins would have did that with Tua, no matter what, it would have just been the next line.
They have the longest odds to win the division, but it's very close. It's not like, you know,
that's
so
a
like,
crapshoot. That division is a crapshoot.
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, for example, the Dolphins, they have the longest odds to win the division. The Dolphins are plus 3,000. The,
wow.
Yeah, I know. The NFC South, the Bucs are 2-1. They're the favorite. But then you have Saints plus 260. Carolina plus 310 and then Atlanta plus 320. So as Leroy said, it's a bit of a there's not
it's a crapshoot. There's anybody now I will say this, and here's the other thing. When you look at Tampa's not gonna beat you with offense. They're gonna beat you with defense.
Oh man, they got that guy Reuben Bain. I hear he's good.
but that's But that's the way they've done it over the last couple of years. And Baker has just been, just don't go out there and screw it up and make a couple of big plays. That's been his thing, and they really like him there.
Who do you think has bigger numbers this year, Tua or Malik Willis?
I think Tua.
He's got a better arsenal.
Yeah.
Right. But guess what? If you flipped him, I would say Malik. That makes my whole point. Right?
So you think if Malik Willis was Atlanta's quarterback, he'd have bigger numbers?
Yes.
Because we've never seen it, you know, we still don't know with Malik Willis. He's never had a season of leading the league in passing.
Indoors with a cannon and can run, it'll look a little different. But I think he would have, if Tua was in Miami and Malik Willis was in Atlanta, I think whoever's the quarterback in Atlanta will have more success. They have better weapons. They have a better team. Now, after this year, we're going to all look at Malik Willis knowing what this team is before the season starts. And if he struggles, going to say that was a bad choice. Right?
Guy just goes, Benny Flip says, Tolbert, Tutu, Dulcich, LOL.
Right. No, it's true, though.
Right, but again, so after the season's over, if Malik doesn't have that much success or he struggles a little bit, are we going to say Tolbert, Tutu, and Dulcich? Oof. Are we going to say that?
Well, Dulcich might have something to him. I mean, he looks like a yoga instructor.
Oh, okay, but there's only a very few instances where you have success and your tight end is leading in receptions.
Yes. Like that happened with Arizona last year. Well, KC. KC was.
Okay. But you also look at your quarterback.
Robbie chimes in. He says, reminds me of the classic Matt Ryan debate about whether he would have been good with the Dolphins without Roddy White or Julio Jones.
Correct. Like, let's not ignore those things and go to one player.
But no, the thing is my point is like there's going to come a game where Tua needs to go out there and make clutch plays, mm-hmm. and he's just incapable of doing that.
Interesting.
Tua never made big throws.
I mean, he had the Baltimore game.
The Baltimore game, that's the only thing I can think of. But to drive down the field and you need to win a game, you need to score. He was a turnover machine.
Okay. All right.
When it mattered, he was never. Why? Why?
I would say, Brittany, you agree that Tua's going to have a better year than Malik.
Yeah, I do agree. But I think that it has to do with the weapons around him. His best season. But his best season was when he had Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle.
He might have better.
Super Bowl. With the MVP of the league.
But he's got Drake London and the kid, the rookie they're talking about. He's got, this is what we're talking, like, he's going to be in a good situation.
I know that.
He might have better weapons than he did down here. And that's even with Tyreek being at his best.
1,000%. But I'm going to reiterate, there is going to come a game.
He'll blow it.
Where he is going to blow it. And you're going to be like, well, that's just Tua.
I can't disagree with her. He might blow it.
I can't say you're wrong. But here's the other thing. If I take Malik Willis and put him on Seattle, they still win the Super Bowl?
I don't know.
But you like they're a really good team.
But he hasn't had, like, even Sam Darnold had the Vikings year. Like, we just don't. Yeah. We don't have enough.
And guess what the Vikings said at the end of the playoff run for him?
Oh, see ya.
Right.
But they did that because they had. But did they do that because did they make a mistake with the McCarthy thing?
Clearly
they brought in Kyler Murray.
Right. Let me say this, okay? First of all, I've seen a lot of young quarterbacks get more time on the pine because a veteran comes in and balls out. So I'm not even like, yeah.
We have.
I just think if you have a question, and this is what I think Minnesota did, they saw Sam Darnold have success and then say, J.J. McCarthy could do that.
Frogboy has chimed in on the text. Tua in MVP talks this year. You heard it here first. I don't know. MVP talks?
Right. Right. Is that not crazy in itself?
Would he be like, comeback listen, player I'm, of the year?
I'm
or is
not,
he only coming back from being a bum?
Well, I
most
mean,
improved?
Can you playing, be most benched?
Can you
then,
be most improved if you were the least improved? Like, how does that work?
How does that work?
He's got more room to improve than most quarterbacks, right?
Well, yeah, I would say so. Off of last year, yes.
Yes.
He led the league in turnovers, so he was terrible.
So I'm not, again, this is not me claiming Tua's going to be all world. I'm just saying that it's going to get lost to some extent because he's on a better team and in a better situation. And sometimes those things matter more than your overall ability, because guess what? When you have more weapons around you, you play a different way. When you have more weapons around you, you play, you know, more relaxed because you know that it's not all on you. And then the times, the three or four times where it is on you, you can relax and go play. You see what I'm saying? Like, if they win 12 or 13 games, we're not going to sit back and say, oh, but that one game, Tua wasn't.
13
we're not
seems strong.
Do that.
13 right. seems strong. That's a lot of games. It's a good
No,
division.
I'm just saying, okay, did you think New England was going to win that many games?
No, but
there's going to be a couple of teams that come out of nowhere.
But they have
it
the
happens
Jets,
every
yeah,
year.
Yeah, but they have the Jets and the Dolphins. Like, I just think that division's a little too – there's too much parity in that division.
There's yeah. Like, it's a crapshoot.
I think, like,
that
11
division
gets
right
you
there, that 9-8 could win the division.
Yeah. I just – that's – yeah, 13's a lot. 13's a lot. But
so I'm just saying, for example, I'm not saying
no, I got
they
you.
Will.
I got you.
But like, so I've seen a lot of quarterbacks who were okay, not great, not bad, win Super Bowls. I mean, let me tell
hilarious.
You something.
Division's hilarious. Like, you go back
when I was in
records.
When I was in Minnesota, Brad Johnson took over for Warren Moon, and he was amazing, right?
Yep.
Real amazing. We had success. And guess what? They brought in Randall Cunningham and Brad Johnson. Have a nice day.
The last right? the last time somebody had 13 wins in the NFC South was Tom
Saints?
Brady.
Oh, Tom Brady. That's
Tom
right.
Brady okay. with 21. But it's been
Six
from
years.
Then 8-9 won the division in 2022. The Bucks won it at 9-8. I think they won it at 10-7 the year before that. And then last year, the Panthers won the division at 8-9.
8-9.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Now, when you look at those teams and you think about talent, I would say, again, Tampa's going to win with defense. They are amazing on defense, and they just added to it. But when you think of offensive weapons,
the Saints got that guy. They got Tyson this year. They drafted him. They got Olave still.
Yep.
Is
but they're still Shuck.
Tyler Shuck. Is he the real Shuck? Deal? Shuck.
Which is amazing. It's not Shuff.
I don't like his name.
Because it's G-H on the
yeah,
end,
it's
right?
Not, it's just not, you know, I guess it fits in New Orleans. Like the letters don't match, but it's weird. I don't like it.
So yeah, they're like, it,
but I think that's the point. Like, it's a gritty division. So when he gets into those divisional matchups, like, there's a chance that he's going to have to score a lot, mm-hmm. that he's going to have mm-hmm. to, at the end of games, make big plays. And I just don't think he's capable of that. I'm sorry. Like, I just don't think he is.
No, that's fine. I'm not questioning whether you believe it or not. I'm just saying it's funny how those things turn around when you get more talent around you.
SDI says Mahomes is the favorite to be comeback player of the year. It's a dumb award. That is stupid. Come back from what? If he's ready for the season, when did he get hurt? Week 13?
Right.
That's not coming back. He barely left. Take a break. We're back after this.